Miss Tina, do you have any prayer requests over there, sister? I don't have any this morning.
Okay. I have a couple of cousins that need prayers. My cousin Taffy Ty has an inoperable brain tumor that they've been treating with medication. She had an MRI and an MRA yesterday, and she's waiting the results to see if the medication's working. And then I have a cousin, Mary Liebarger. She tore the ACL in half and her meniscus in her knee. So they've got her set for surgery around the 8th or 9th, but they're trying to get to her sooner.
Lord, we come to you once again with our requests, with our petitions, and we lift up Taffy. And we're praying for good results. We're praying that the medicine's working and that we get a good report. If it's not, Lord, then show the doctors what's next, what to do. But, Lord, in all this, help us to hold on to our faith, to be faithful in you, to keep our trust in you. And also, Lord, we're praying for Mary that she gets into surgery sooner than later, but whenever she gets in there, that the doctors can do what they need to do and that she's given time for healing and she takes the time to heal and she comes back. And Lord, a prayer for both of these is that they have a testimony to give as to your mighty power. So Lord, be with Taffy and with Mary today and as her treatment continues. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with Something to Think About. Miles Monroe said, when you understand the character of a thing, you won't be surprised by its actions. We tend to look at results and formulate our own reasons. If you don't look at the root, you will keep on eating the same fruit. Don't care how much you want the thing to change. If you don't recognize the source, the results won't change either.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times, Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest for today is Pastor Tom Spence. His title for this morning is The Human Heart.
A human heart, and we're not talking physiology here. We're talking this heart that resides in us. And we got here in the first half of the program by looking at the story of Abraham coming out of Ur and going to the Promised Land and everything, father many nations, and we're all the way up to Jacob. Jacob has 11 sons, one daughter, and this daughter, Dinah, gets raped in chapter 34. And instead of taking out kind of a equal retaliation, two of Jacob's sons go and kill all of the Hivites after they agree to be circumcised. A little tricky there. I'm thinking all the pagan nations around them said, boy, they suckered you into that because they couldn't defend themselves. And so they killed them all. But the question I'm asking us is, what about our human hearts? I mean, obviously, there was some unbridled vengeance at play there. They just let go with what they wanted to do. And the human heart says, oh, yeah, we're going to get some payback. We're not going to get even. We're going to pay back and pay back and pay back, and that's what they did. So let's turn the clock forward all the way to 2023 and look at our human hearts. Okay, yeah, we know what Jesus said. We know what God's revealed to us. He desires none to perish. We get all that. But how are we doing? How are we doing with our own human heart? And my assessment is we are still at war. Mm-hmm. We're still at war with God's heart in our own, trying to win out in our lives. Okay, we know what God wants us to do, but yet this human heart, man, sometimes you just want to let go. And sometimes it feels good in the moment. It's, oh, man, why let them have it? And then, like, we look back in hindsight and say, not really known by my love as one of Jesus' disciples because of that. That's not good stuff. That's not what I'm supposed to do. Sometimes our own desire, for whatever reason, seems better for us than God's divine nature. We should be taking on God's divine nature. But yet we fight and fight and fight again and again. You know, trust in the Lord all your heart, lean on your own understanding. We're at war all the time in our own understanding. Oh, yeah, they deserved it. Yeah, we love forgiveness. We love that we're forgiven, that God has, you know, given us mercy and grace. But we look at those people. Oh, they deserve some smoting. Oh, yeah. God needs to throw some lightning down on them. We love forgiveness for ourselves, but as far as other people know, they need what's coming to them. And I'll give it to them if you want, God. And it's a wrestling match. Okay, and we get to do it almost every day. Now, the more we trust God, the easier it gets. I will say that. But we still have to wrestle with this. And one of the things we need to do is remember, we are made in God's image, but he made us out of the dirt. So this wrestling match is kind of our nature. We're made to wrestle with God's divine nature and the fact that he made you out of the dirt like the rest of the animals. Okay, and so it's, okay, it's a wrestling match. But we also need to understand that God has good plans for us. It's not like, oh, wrestling match, let's see what happens, go. No, God has good plans for us. God is involved in everything we do. We need to understand our salvation lies 100% in belief in God, in belief in the one who sent him, in our belief. But we should have a really good response to that salvation. Our response should be one of love. That's what Jesus says. I want you to be known by your love. I want your response to everything basically to be love. As you go out and you work in the world, I want you to work as if you're working for me. That's what Jesus said, instead of for your boss. Go out and I want you to put everything you got into it because you're responding to the great love that you know in Christ Jesus. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. So why do we still struggle? Why do we struggle? Gonna be a lot of people don't like this answer. You might, if you can track the numbers, they may just tune out right now. But why do we still struggle? We don't trust God enough.
Come on.
We don't trust God enough. Do we not trust him? Why do we struggle? Well, if I really, really, really trusted in the Lord with all my heart, I'd just do it his way, no questions asked. But that own understanding part says, what if they don't get the punishment they deserve? And that's when we come to Abraham's question, will the Lord of all the earth not do what's right? Will God not do what is right? Will God do what is right? And the answer is, of course he will. Of course he will do what is right. It may not match up to what we think ought to be right. It may not match up to what Tom says, well, that God didn't give them what they deserve. God did exactly what he knew was right. And that includes he might even forgive the unforgivable, at least unforgivable in our eyes. God's going to do some things. It's like, oh, they deserve some smoting, but you forgave them, God. And that, remember when Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh? Why? Because God might forgive them. That human heart was at work back then. He might forgive them, and they deserve some destruction. We're like that, too. We say, God, I want to trust you, but what if you don't give them what they deserve? God gives people exactly what they deserve, or the mercy and forgiveness and grace that he would prefer to give them over what they deserve. But he's God. He's sovereign. We shouldn't be challenging his decision. Yeah, he might forgive people we think are unforgivable, but he's God. If he chooses to forgive them, we just need to accept, God, you decided. You're the sovereign. You're really in charge. It's not me. I can't believe you didn't ask me, at least for a consulting opinion, but you did what you did without asking me. And why? Because God is love. We know the divine love of our Heavenly Father. We've seen it in Jesus. We should trust it. The mercy and grace of God in heaven that we know in Christ Jesus is what we should be gravitating towards. That should be what we want to be. The way, the truth, the life of God the Father we know in Christ Jesus is where we're supposed to be going. Jesus said, I'm the way. Why are you looking for all these other ways? I am the way. You want to know what the Father's all about? You come through me. And he says, I've explained it. If you know me, you know the Father. He says, you already know this stuff. Quit wrestling. Quit wrestling. And then we go to Deuteronomy. I think you can go to Romans 2. And it says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, if you need it in the King James. You know, it's like, can't just say, says the Lord. You got to be, saith the Lord. Yeah. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. What does that mean? It's not ours. Vengeance is not ours. We are counseled against our own anger, but sometimes we can deceive ourselves into thinking that our anger is righteous anger. We can think, oh, yeah, well, I got righteous. I'm lined up with God. Me and God, we got a thing going here. Yeah, we're thinking the same way. I'm entitled to some of his anger. I'm on God's side. I deserve to share in God's righteous anger. There's a theological term for that when we think like that. You all know what it is? Really, I've told you this before. When we think that we're entitled to God's anger. Horse hockey. And I'm not talking equines on ice. Okay, Paul would say dung. I say horse hockey. Okay, it stinks. Okay, it's stinking thinking. To think that God is sovereign, but I'm entitled to be sovereign with it. No, we're not. We're entitled to the blessings he chooses to give us. That's cool. Okay, but God says revenge belongs to him. Vengeance is his. It's not ours. And we shouldn't be trying to figure out a way that we can convolute what God says to make sure that, yeah, it's mine too. No, it's not. That's not what he told us. We must trust that the Lord of all the earth will do what right, and it may not match up with our plan. God is sovereign. It is not our prerogative to preempt his sovereignty. I've got something to knock on. Let's see. That's like on the test. It's not our prerogative to interrupt, to interfere with, to get in the way of his sovereignty. He is sovereign. He decided this is what is right, and if it's for this person or this group of people or whatever, then that's what's right. Okay, Tom might think, oh, I would have given you a different list, but doesn't matter. We must trust that God will do what is right. It might be judgment and punishment. It might be forgiveness. It might be something totally beyond our comprehension. We know God's heart. How do we know God's heart has been revealed to us? God desires none to perish. He wants all to come to repentance. He wants all to come to him. It's supposed to come through Christ Jesus. That's the way we've been given. But our part in all this is to trust him and to take his love and life in Jesus Christ to the world. That's our part. Not to say, God, I want to be angry with you and really get involved in some of this vengeance. And guess what? Taking love to the world, taking good news to the world, taking all those things to the world is a tall order if our heart's not right. If we say, I'm taking good news to the world, but I want some revenge. It's just inconsistent. It doesn't work. It's impossible to take love to the world if we can't forgive. It's hypocrisy to say that we love God, but we can't forgive our brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Guess what? There's a lot of us hypocrites still alive today. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I got this going. I'm trusting God more than you. And all of a sudden we run across this. I'm kind of a hypocrite in this area. I can't forgive that person. God, I can forgive a lot, but I can't forgive that. And God says, forgive that. Mm-hmm. It's like, God says, you can't say you love me if you won't forgive him or her. And it's like, doesn't seem fair, God. Oh, it's better than fair. It's mercy and grace, forgiveness that we've received, and we're supposed to pass on to others. Okay, here's the thing. Had I been a brother to Simeon and Levi, the two who went out with their swords, I'd have probably picked up my sword too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just my nature. There was no law of retaliation, lex talion. Jesus hadn't come yet. It was like, what did I know? I knew my heart. And my heart said, I'm not going to kill some of these suckers. Yeah, they're going down. They're already laying on the ground hurting. But we're finishing them off. That would have been my nature. Okay, but we know better now. Those of us who live in this age, we know better. God has revealed his heart to us. So we don't really have an excuse. We have a struggle, but we don't have an excuse. Yeah, we're going to wrestle with this, but we know which side we're supposed to choose. We're supposed to choose God's divine heart, God's divine love, God's charisma, God's love that is his very essence. That's what we're supposed to choose. That's how we're supposed to respond. We long to be known, and I hope we do. We long to be known as disciples of Jesus Christ by our love. By our love. That's a tall order when your heart wants revenge. It's hard to love someone when you want to get even with them. It's a struggle, it's a challenge, but it is exactly what we're called to do. Make no mistake that God wasn't very – that was garbled in transmission, God. What'd you say? God said, I told you to love them. Wasn't garbled in transmission. It's exactly what he told us to do, but it's contrary to this human nature. It seems so contrary. So we have to choose God's nature. We're made image of God, made of the dirt. We've got this wrestling match, but we're supposed to choose to be more like God, to continue to be made in the image and likeness of God. It's contrary to what our human nature wants. We want more vengeance, and even an eye for an eye is what we want. That was mitigation, but now we're supposed to fix the problem, fix the human heart. We want our revenge. We want our vengeance to hurt and hurt badly, but that's not God's nature. So where does that leave us? Where does that leave us? Well, we should learn the history lesson out of Genesis, but we should learn the history, but we should live the lesson. Live the lesson. What's the lesson? We don't see it all back there because we get the negative side where they went and killed everyone. The lesson is love one another. Mm-hmm. That's actually the lesson in a whole bunch of Bible classes. Love one another. That lesson is that we who've been saved, and we have been saved by mercy and grace, are to be known as Christ's disciples by our love. To be known by our love. We're to be known by the divine heart of God, which is love. God in his very essence is love. So what do we have to do in this wrestling match? We've got to let God's side win. We've got to quit fighting against God. God, we know you're supposed to win out in our hearts. Why don't we quit? Can I just quit fighting you? Let me just quit fighting you. Overwhelm my heart. Take control of me. Let me do it your ways, because I have your promise. You will make my path straight. You'll direct my path. Okay. To help us along the way, we should acknowledge him. Remember, not only Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord over your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. As we're going through this wrestling match, saying, God, I know you're there. I know you're there. You're with me. I'm with you. Come on. Help me, help me, help me. And then he will. He'll put us on the right path. He will. We can come out for the better in this wrestling match. We're not going to stop wrestling. We've got this human heart to wrestle with for all the days in the flesh. It's going to happen. But we can win more and more and more. We can do things God's way more and more. So that's my stopping point.
Still good. So good. I came to a point, Pastor Tom, where I realized that I had some pretty stinking thinking. You could probably smell me a mile away with my stinking thinking. And I finally had to come to a point where I had to admit to myself and then ask God to help me. I had to admit that, hey, Monica don't know it all. Monica don't have it all together. I don't have all the answers. And my thinking, my ways are not his ways. And I needed to move out of the way and let God take over. And one of the prayers that I prayed years ago when I came back, and I continue to pray, is, Lord, let my heart be your garden. Lord, walk through my heart like the garden and remove everything that is unpleasing to you. Bring it to my attention and help me help me get rid of everything that goes against your character. Because I want to be pleasing to you. I don't care anymore about what other people think. I don't care anymore about what other people say. I just care about pleasing you. Because I have gone against you for so many years. And I have pleased men, family, and friends, and not cared about your character. And I ask for forgiveness, and I repent. Help me. Help me. Here, Lord, is my heart.
And we need to be ready to give it to him every day.
Because
a wrestling match starts anew.
Every morning. You know, but the word says his mercies is new every morning.
Right. It's not like today I'm not helping you.
Yeah.
He's there every day.
Yeah, he's never, during that, he's never said, well, not today, sister, you're on your own. Yeah. He's never done that.
He's never taken a long weekend or anything.
No.
He's always there. So.
No.
Yeah, that's it's an ongoing battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we are not without provision. God equips us. We just got to trust him. Got to realize that his way is better.
Yeah.
Okay. Even when I really want to rip somebody's throat out. I mean, it's just like, no, God said we're going to do it his way, and yeah. I just need to accept that. The whole Father does know best thing. And it's,
he does.
So it's, all right. We're going to let Tina get away without saying anything.
No, she's going to do the blessing well.
Do you want me to say something?
Yeah.
I can say something, too.
It's your turn, sis.
I'm certainly glad that I didn't get what I deserved.
Come on.
Number one. But also, when you said his mercies are new every day, the Holy Spirit's been working on me with that, that I need to see other people in that same light. His new mercies are new every day for me, and I need to see that they're also new for other people, and I need to see other people new every day and not who they were yesterday. Mm. So that one's been what he's working on me with lately.
Right on. You got the...
I've got the wheel up.
Yay! Yeah. Are y'all ready? Let's see who's going to get the blessing book for the month of May. Miss Mandy, yay, Miss Mandy.
Did I win the trip to two for Hawaii, though? Did I get that one?
We'll do that one next year.
Okay.
We're going to give people plenty of time to join that one.
We're going to sell raffle tickets for that one.
Yeah.
All right, put me down for two or 200. Yeah.
Okay. 2,000? Okay. Miss Mandy, would you like for me to drop the book by for you today? I will definitely do that for you, sister. We love you so much, and we appreciate you so, so much. Any final words?
God loves you.
God loves you. Jesus loves you, and we love you. And don't forget to love one another.
There we go.
Yeah. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and you already know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our handsome brother in Christ, Pastor Tom Spence. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time. Stay tuned for the Truth Podcast.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.